What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning into the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have another special show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a returning guest who is here to share his newest CD release from the contemporary jazz quartet group 4Play. Please welcome legendary drummer and percussionist and producer Harvey Mason Sr. How's it going, Harvey? Welcome back.
Thanks, Spud. It's great to be back. How you been doing?
Oh, pretty good, man. Thank you so much for taking your time, Harvey, and coming back to the show and you know, talk about your new guys' CD, man.
Esprit de Four.
Esprit de Four. Nice.
Exactly.
Now, describe for me, Harvey, the difference between this CD and the previous release, Let's Touch the Sky, because I had a chance to interview you guys on that one as well.
Well, I love the first. I love Let's Touch the Sky. It was our first CD with Chuck, and I mean, it was great. It had a great feeling of the great tunes, and we first experienced excitement of a new guitarist. And this next one was a little more in depth. We kind of got into a little more. We're developing a little more, and we're finding our way with Chuck and becoming has a little more of a, still has a 4Play sound, but we're starting to develop a sound with Chuck as well. And I think it's moved a little more towards a little more playing, a little edgier, but still with the romantic vibe. So we're developing, and it's moving forward, and I think it's really great. There's so much love and heart in the new music that it's just wonderful.
Oh, I love it. I totally agree with you, Harvey. From start to finish, you know, it was just impressive composition and arrangement. It's definitely, I call, what I like to call mood tracks, man. We're just kind of set you in the mood. And there's so many different transitions in you guys' composition. It really just takes me all over the place, man. I love it.
Yes, all the songs are great, and I think it's diverse. You don't get bored because it's not one thing, and there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
Definitely.
So I think our fans are, to date, they've been happy, and I think our records, CD's already been number one. Billboard is one number one added play on the playlist in the format, and it's been doing really, really well.
Now, how many songs did you get a chance to produce on the album on your own?
Two. I did two.
Okay,
pretty much did two on the CD.
Sure.
And Venus is mine, and Esprit de Four is my other song.
Nice. You know, what I like about 4Play, Harvey, you know, it's each of you guys have your own solo projects. You know, I've just been keeping tabs on you guys over the past year. And what is the current project that I've seen? You know, I think I saw the Harvey Mason project, man, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I have a couple trio CDs where I used 12 different pianists. Some of the greatest jazz pianists today. Kirby Hancock, Chick Corea, Brad Meldow, Melvin Miller, and Cedar Walton, and on and on and on, and Dave Grusin and Bob James, and one track, one of record, she won a Grammy. So it was great, and I have a second one that I released in the same series. It's not out in the United States yet, but it's in Japan. And now I'm working on a new project for Concord Records called the Chameleon Project, which is going back to the old Chameleon days, but moving forward. And I'm really excited about it. I'm taking my time to record it. It won't be ready until the middle of 2013, and maybe out near the end of 2013.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
Very, very excited about that CD.
You know, as a producer, Harvey, I mean, you're such an extraordinary drummer percussionist, but as a producer, man, tell me, you know, what sort of song structure and arrangements that you try to apply in the process that you take when receiving songs from other artists and songwriters, you know, kind of put together as an album?
Well, generally, I have a concept for the album, and I try to follow that. I work with one of the greatest producers of all time, Quincy Jones, and I kind of use his model. I listen to a lot of songs, I see how they come together, and then I look at musicians as an actress, actors and actresses, and I find a casting for the songs, and that's how I work it out. As far as the song, you can feel if the song's a good song, and I try to write. I'm always writing. When I'm not playing and I'm home, I'm spending time writing, and I write with people and collaborate a lot. So that's my model. This is a good song. It's a good song. I don't care where it comes from. And I listen to everything that everyone sends me, and, you know, just try and find great songs.
Right. Now, do you have a team of producers and session musicians that you work with, or do you kind of grab the guys from Foreplay to kind of help out on your projects?
Oh, no. It's everywhere. Generally, different projects, it's always different people. You know, it's just different people and different musicians, and I just use musicians that I think are perfect for a particular project. So I don't have a standard group of musicians.
Right. You know, also, man, I wanted to ask you, Harvey, you know, with all the experience that you've had in recording and performing live, give me your opinions on the DAW formats of recording and your analog recordings. I mean, what really gives you that sonic taste as a drummer? I mean, as far as playback and once it's processed, man, what formats do you prefer?
As far as the digital or the analog?
Yeah.
Because I've been playing, digital's been so great and it's so easy. But as far as workability, I enjoy the digital format better. As far as the sound goes, I think there are so many debates as far as what is better, the analog or the digital. And I haven't really gone back and done much comparison as far as the old records and the CDs. I'm just in the digital domain, and I'm moving forward in that because that's the process that's prominently used today, and it's not going to go back to analog.
Right.
Not really. So I'm in this mode, and for me right now, this is the greatest mode because it's the most flexible, it's the easiest to work with, and you can do so much with it. You can sort of emulate the analog mode because there are now side pieces that you can use to sort of help create that sound that you would get from an analog recording. So I'm in the digital domain to stay, and I don't think we're going to go back. But there are, as I said, there are analog pieces of there, which are the word I'm looking for. There are auxiliary pieces that you can use that will help create the sound of analog music, even though you've recorded it in the digital domain.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to ask you too. I mean, are you using a lot of mic pre's and converters on your setup within the studio and live performance? Do you have a consistent rig that you use consistently, or does it really change on the environment?
It depends on the environment. It depends on the engineer a lot of times, you know. It depends on the engineer, it depends on the sound they're looking for. And I don't do much recording at home. I usually record it at studios. And so it a lot depends on the engineer and the approach that he wants to use with the sound I'm looking at. But nowadays, a lot of sounds, a lot of drums have a lot of processing. So there's a lot of processing going on with the drums now.
You know, speaking of the processing, the way technology has evolved, Harvey, as a drummer, I mean, we hear a lot of songs nowadays, especially on the pop markets and in the hip-hop and R&B, and some smooth jazz, maybe contemporary jazz, with the electronic drums and programming versus live playing. As a drummer, man, I got to ask, do you use both in your compositions, or is it strictly acoustic live playing on your performances?
Well, it's funny. When I write my songs at home, I very, very, very rarely ever play live with them. I use electronic drums, program electronic drums, and the Dembos have electronic drums. But when I record them, especially for Foreplay, then I replace that sound and I play on top of it. Not unless it's a tune that's in a particular genre where you would expect to hear electric drums or the sounds that could be sort of, extraordinary. So generally speaking, I'll replace the Dembo of sound with the drums, which I use to and put acoustic drums on it. I think one thing about Foreplay is we use acoustic drums, and that's why we stand out, I think, because everyone plays and we can play. When you come to hear us live, you see and you hear that. You hear it sounds very, very similar to what you heard on the record. I think that's one of the wonderful things about Foreplay. People come to hear us, and they realize these guys can really, really play. You know, a lot of other people, you come to hear their records, and it doesn't sound close to the same.
No, I totally agree. Yeah, you know, I talk a lot, you know, to my guests and, you know, just other musicians around me. I'm a real big fan of how my music translates from the studio and on stage. And, you know, if I have a dedicated fan base, I think everybody wants to get the sense of the CD and translating into a live environment. I mean, because sometimes, like you mentioned, it is night and day. But using those original instruments and musicians on the CD and on stage really captures the essence of the original material.
Exactly right. And that happens with Foreplay from the very beginning. And we're going on 22 years now.
Wow, man, that's just that's a great journey, Harvey. That's excellent.
Yeah, it's been a great journey. We're enjoying every moment of it.
Wow.
It's so much fun.